Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you knew you were going blind, what would you want to see while you still could? A 12-year-old boy from New Zealand with a degenerative eye condition traveled to Boston to check an item off his visual bucket list last night at the Garden. And Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game was there.
Louis Corbett and two of his brothers have a disease called retinitis pigmentosa, which will eventually rob them of their sight. Louis's condition is advancing more rapidly. He's already lost some of his peripheral vision. That's why his family decided to help him build up his bank of visual memories. Louis knew what he wanted to do most. See a Boston Celtics game.
I don't know. This was at the top of the list, and there wasn't that much on the list, so.
Louis first fell in love with the green back in his hometown of Auckland, New Zealand, by watching online videos of a Celtics legend who retired a decade before Louis was born.
Well, I like Larry Bird, and I just heard about him and searched him up, and he was in the Celtics and NBA.
As word of Louis's story got out, some generous donors stepped forward to help fund his trip to the U.S., Then Corinne Grousbeck heard about it. Grousbeck's husband, Wick, owns the Celtics. The couple arranged for Louis to meet the team, take some pregame warm-up shots on the Garden court, and set him up with courtside seats. But Louis and the Grousbecks share more than a love of the Celtics. The Grousbecks have a son who is blind, and Corinne is a trustee at the Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown. And Louis witnessed a special performance of the national anthem last night. Standing at center court, the Perkins School for the Blind chorus did the honors. They had already been scheduled to perform before the Celtics arranged for Louis to be at the game. 14-year-old Canton resident Isabella Scott was one of the singers.
It's kind of like a dream, like you don't feel like you're really there. And this isn't going to really set in probably till tomorrow when I wake up and be like, did I really just sing at the Celtics game? It's amazing.
Scott, who began losing her sight when she was about 6 years old, likes Louis's bucket list selection. And she says knowing that he was in the audience made the night even more special.
I think that it was a really good choice, and I feel honored, like, singing for him. It's an honor.
After the performance, Louis was impressed.
I reckon it was really great of him to, like, take the courage to sing in front of the whole stadium, and, yeah, it's just great.
Louis is traveling with his dad and one of his brothers. They visited the Mass Eye and Ear Clinic in Boston to learn about research into future treatments for retinitis pigmentosa. They've also been to Disneyland and Google headquarters in California, and they'll visit Niagara Falls in Las Vegas before heading home to New Zealand. One thing Louis won't get to see is a Celtics win. The Golden State Warriors blew the Celtics out by 20 points last night. Boston head coach Brad Stevens says Louis Corbett gave his team a reason to smile anyway.
You know, I'm really disappointed in how we played for a lot of reasons, but certainly would have liked to have played better for he and his family. I had a chance to spend time with him in my office before the game, and you know, stories like that are uplifting to all of us, and you know, I hope that he had a great night, even though we didn't play well.
Louis says he doesn't think about the fact that he's losing his sight, but tries to focus on the present. His father, Tim, says when the Corbett family does think about the future, they think about opportunities, not losses.
And we've always looked at not limiting them. What is it that you can do, not what you can't do? And if you trip and stumble once, just get up and do it again.
It's a father's advice to his sons who are losing their sight, but it's good advice for everyone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.